Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have a fishing report for you from Trent down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy, as well as Fishing Guide Tom Leahy, and then we have some panfish jigging tips for you from pro fisherman Bro Brostal. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Get out and hit the trails with the Polaris New Year's sales event at Hayward Power Sports. Hurry in for rebates up to $2,000 on the last few remaining 2018s. Meanwhile, the 2019 Polaris snowmobile lineup offers a two-year limited warranty on select models and financing as low as 3.99%. Plus, if you have young riders, check out the Polaris Indy Evo, the trail-ready sled built specifically to transform new riders into confident riders, starting at just $52.99. Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy as our co-host, and good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, there's been quite a few people out after this cool down. I mean, when it got cooled, I shouldn't say cool down, I should say Arctic freeze, but, you know, I've seen a lot colder over the years.
Yeah, definitely we have colder temperatures, but, you know, a lot of guys don't venture out there. Me and you were out there on Tuesday, and it looked like the tundra. I said we were looking for polar bears and seals out there with the wind blowing and the snow blowing across, and you know, we still caught fish, but it was brutally cold.
Yeah, you know, and that cold really does seem to affect the fish too, although there were guys out there during that, and I had a chance to talk to Trent down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and here's a little fishing report from Trent. Trent, when it comes to fishing, I know you've been in here to shop a lot. A lot of people seem to be coming through. It's really a lot of people out ice fishing.
Actually, yeah. Despite the cold temperatures, you know, there's still been a lot of people going out there and still actually getting a really good bite lately.
Yeah, it's not that hard to stay warm in some of the new shacks out there, but it has been awful cold, but we're looking at that moderating now. As far as the bite, crappies and panfish, what's going on there?
Actually, the crappies have been pretty strong lately. Typically, you know, your deeper holes, of course, and the basins and things like that. Panfish, you know, most of the guys are finding them in along the weed lines of, you know, about the similar depth as the pike lately, so.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of it, some guys are using minnows probably, but a lot of it's waxies and plastics.
Yeah, waxies, plastics, and even your spikes, the reds and the naturals have both been working pretty good lately.
Walleye fishing typically starts to slow up this time of the year. Are you hearing anything on that?
You know, getting toward the end of January, beginning of February, it's starting to get a little better slowly, but we did hit that midwinter lull that you hear so much about. But the night bite has still been pretty strong. Just that during the day, you know, it's been a little bit harder, a lot of running and gunning to find them.
How about pike?
A lot of guys have been doing pretty decent on the pike. Shallow, about 6 feet a lot of the times. If you can find structure around 10 feet, like rock piles and things of that nature that might hold them up a little higher than that actual 10-foot depth, that's been a really good key area to hone in on those pike. And of course, weed lines.
Yeah, and I imagine a few were setting a few tip-ups out off that break, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always a good spot to check out as well, especially, you know, when that barometric pressure is dropping.
I know you guys got a lot of gear and equipment down here for anything that anybody needs and information, some stuff on sale, too, this time of year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually got quite a bit on sale right now. All our ice shacks we have on sale. We got our Ion augers on sale and our Eskimos. So if you're looking for a good buy, now is the time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Well, you know, they were people out there even during the cold, and as it warmed up, like I said earlier, there'd be a lot more people out there, and as we're speaking here and recording this, it looks like there's going to be quite a few people out the weekend, because I was down at the bait shop earlier, and there was a lot of people going through there.
I know when we were out during the cold snap, it's almost dangerous because we didn't see a lot of snowmobilers, we didn't see a lot of other fishermen out where we were at. You know, and if somebody got broke down or got stuck, you don't last very long out there with no heat or protection when you're out in those elements.
It was kind of interesting because we had some outdoor riders. They were, travel riders out. It was interesting because there was one from California, one from Arizona, and one from Georgia, but there were a couple from one from Indiana, one from I think Ohio, but the people down south just weren't used to that.
Well, they've never really seen ice on the lakes.
So they hardly ever fish, too. Though.
So just seeing a shack driving out on the lake, I remember driving out for the first time every year, it just feels a little bit different driving out there because you're on, you know, whatever amount of ice and you're in 100 foot of water or 60 foot of water. It kind of, in your mind, doesn't register. It just kind of makes it feel a little bit different, but I mean, we're used to it, and the ice is good, very strong, but yeah, for them it was a whole new experience.
I don't know what's out there now, but there was probably pushing 18-20 inches the day we were out there on Tuesday, and now after this sub-zero cold, and it looks like we got more cold coming in by the time this airs again, so it's kind of temperatures up and down.
We're gonna have I think it's gonna be a couple warm days there, and then we're gonna get back into the single digits at night, and I think in the 20s during the day. It'll be kind of nice. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but I guess we won't know until after the fact what it's gonna be.
Well, you know, too, in looking at this time of the year, this is typically when the walleye season really slow down a little bit, and we've got how long before the end of the walleye season? That's like the March or something.
Yeah, isn't it the end of, they go end of March, but then I think it has to fall on a weekend, so sometimes you get a couple of days here or there, I think.
Well, it actually ends in March, but the walleye fishing does slow down, and a lot of guys kind of target, the panfish at that time, it seems like.
Well, and the panfishing, I always figure this, once you get to February, it's kind of like August in the summertime, be it, oxygen or what have you. There's a little bit of a lull there. You can still catch fish. The windows tend to be small. Sometimes they can be finicky. But then you're kind of waiting for that March where you start maybe getting some runoff and some meltdown. And then the oxygen starts kind of rejuvenating in the water from the runoff. And you can get a good ending bite for your ice fishing. But every year is different. And you can still, like I say, February, you still catch fish. They just seem to, normally be a little sluggish. We'll have to wait and see what it's going to be like this year, but because we don't have all the snow and conditions are a little bit different from any other year. So we'll just have to wait and see. But you can catch fish. It just normally the window's a little bit shorter. The guys that want to go for the walleyes, I mean, you're lucky sometimes if you get an hour bite there towards the end of the day, depending on your lake. We've been doing a lot of the poach fishing, which it's kind of nice if you can get out of a lake where you can fish a different species waiting for maybe the walleye bite towards the later part of the day. But sometimes it's hard to put the combination of the two together depending on, what species are in the body of water.
You know, quite a few things coming up, too. As we're hearing this, you've got the Walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin Ice Fishing Contest coming up. And that'll be just a week away from the airing this, February 16th. That'll be at Le Coudray out of the landing on K. And that always draws a big crowd.
Yeah, they always get a good turnout. It's actually a lot of fun. They got the whole parking lot filled up with tents, and they got food, and they got the fish weigh in, and just a lot of people there just for the drawings and things like that, and a lot of people out on the lakes. I think the big thing with a lot of them is, having good weather conditions, and I think they got some heated tents and stuff up there, so you still get a good turnout, but definitely if you have warmer weather, you're going to get more people out there, more families out there on the ice fishing. So that's been kind of up and down, just like the Berkey, so we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully they get some good weather conditions. And then the one year they switched it and postponed it, and the weather was worse than what it was of the date, so you just never know.
And that'll be the 23rd annual Walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin Family Fishing Day contest, and that is Saturday, February 16th on Le Coudray from 8 to 2. And they raise a lot of money over the years to stock walleyes. Well, Tim, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. And I've got an interview with another one of the Hayward Area Guides coming up after that. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Hayward area is a snowmobiler's haven with over 600 miles of groomed trails. In the middle of it all, find Hayward Power Sports. We're open 7 days a week because the weekends are when you count on us the most. Hayward Power Sports has 14 people staffing our parts and service department. With the most up-to-date computer diagnostics and the most highly trained techs, nobody can get you back on the trail faster. Plus, with well over $1 million parts inventory, we're likely to have your parts in stock. Hayward Power Sports is your Polaris and Ski-Doo dealer with the region's best selection of new and used sleds. Plus, our showroom is packed full of garments and accessories. Check out our Polaris, Ski-Doo, Castle, and Climb. Find Polaris, Ski-Doo, and HJC helmets and necessities like wear rods, belts, Hyfax, and oil. Want to get back on the trail fast? Come see Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is fishing guide Tim Duffy. And Tim, I had a chance to talk to Tom Leahy. Tom, his dad's guided up here for a lot of years, and Tom's guiding now with his dad up here.
Yeah, I know both them, and I know Jim Leahy is the dad, right, Jim? Yeah. And he done some fishing, good fishermen. I know he does a lot of, I think he does a lot of berry hunting now, and then he stays busy with that, and so his son kind of took over and does a great job. We had some big groups where I fished with him and a number of other guides, and yeah, does a very good job. Nice young man.
Let's hear that interview with Tom, and we'll come back with more on your outdoors.
Today we're talking to Hayward area fishing guide Tom Leahy, and Tom, I know you've been out ice fishing. I think your dad is hiding in Florida, though, which I wish kind of I was there sometimes in this cold weather, where as we're talking here, it's sub-zero, but you've been out doing some ice fishing, and you're doing fairly good at it, right?
Yeah, John, been fishing Sawyer County, some Bayfield County stuff. Multi-species, walleye, northern, crappie, panfish, you name it. So it's been productive.
What's been about the best fishing out there that you've seen?
I would say some of the crappie action has been consistent, which is nice, you know, whether that's the flowage or some of the smaller inland lakes. As far as walleye, that can be hit or miss, you know, depending on the cold fronts that we've been getting lately. Northern is pretty consistent. Finding them shallow. So yeah, there's lots of different opportunities out there in the Hayward area region here.
You know, I'm talking about the crappies, that's and panfish, that's popular fish in the wintertime for a lot of people to go after. But this year it seems like they're a little more scattered. I mean, I'm not finding any real big groups of them out there. Are you?
You know, it kind of depends, again, what lake you're fishing. Let's say, you know, Nelson Lake, are they scattered out there? Yes. Are they everywhere? Pretty much. The flowage, because the water, they left it high this year, they're definitely more scattered. compared to last year and the year before and the year before, where they dropped it in the fall 4 foot. So now, yeah, you might catch a few, and then the school moves. So you got to be mobile and jumping around, basically.
I know your dad guides, and you both guide, and you do some bear guiding and a little everything, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You know, as far as the fishing out there, let's see if I can get a couple of tips for you. You know, if you guys out there crappie fishing in the wintertime, and the Chippewa Flowage, for instance, or Nelson Lake, any good tips for people out there on finding crappies and catching them?
John, I like to look for the deep basins, whether that's 22 feet, maybe 30 feet, surrounded by shallow water. Those are common areas for crappies and associated bluegills to hang out in the wintertime. A lot of times you'll find them on the bottom. Sometimes they'll be suspended. So basically, you know, as far as Nelson Lake, you know, fishing the river channel, fishing some of the stump flats, some of the points are pretty popular. There's a bunch of ice shacks out there, so it's not too hard to see where people are going, of course. But, yeah, so basically, like I said, kind of staying mobile because, yeah, the crappies move around. I like to use glow jigs because those two lakes in particular, stained water. I like glow jigs. I like waxies. I keep it pretty simple. And sometimes even a crappie minnow and a slip bobber. Tip downs work as well.
You know, you mentioned the main basin or deep basins. That's pretty much holds true just about everywhere in any lake when it comes to panfish in the wintertime.
That's correct. And let's say even, you know, some of the lakes by Stone Lake, the deeper natural clear lakes, you know, guys are finding them in 50 feet of water. That's the basin. It's deep water, and they can be suspended in that. Some of the other smaller lakes, like Smith Lake or Chippenasy, Spring Lake, Stone Lake, kind of the main basin in the middle. That's pretty common.
You know, we could talk a walleye here, but I want to talk a little bit about northern pike because we're seeing some emphasis put on people, you know, harvesting some of these pike out there, especially on the Chippewa Flowage and Spider Lake and some of the places they never were originally. But northern pike are actually a good eating fish, and there's a lot of good northern pike fishing up here too, and actually some decent fish too.
Yeah, John, there's excellent opportunities for, you know, getting some pike for pickling. That's very popular, or even flaying up and frying or baking. They taste great. And a lot of the lakes, almost I would say every lake in Sawyer County, Bayfield County, Rusk County has an abundance of northern pike in it. It's good to manage that fishery as well, and you know, thin out a few. You know, and right now I've been getting northerns, kind of fishing weed flats, stump flats, even walleye fishing. You pick up northerns. And shiners, suckers have been working well. And I actually do like to do the fluorocarbon leader thing, just in case a walleye wants to come and is leery of a steel leader. So that's always nice to do that, too.
I know it's interesting you said a fluorocarbon leader, because you get a lot of people that they got to have that steel leader for the pike. But and you get in the fluorocarbon, and usually I'll run 15 or 20-pound fluorocarbon. I'll keep it as small as I can, but I don't care whether you're fishing a tip-up or whether you're casting crankbaits in the summertime for walleyes, that fluorocarbon leader is going to save your bite-off from bite-off a lot of times. It's just a pretty tough material.
It is, John, and I'm pretty much right there with you. I use 20 to 30-pound, and very seldom does a fish ever bite that off. And you know, you still got to play them a little bit because it's not a big old cable in the water. But I think it is a very productive technique. I also use those fluorocarbon leaders for some spring northern fishing with bobbers and sucker minnows as well.
You use it on your crankbaits like I do too, and I've seen where I use a little lighter there though, because you don't want something to cripple the action of the crankbait. So there I usually use 12 or 15, and I found that I just don't lose near as many Rapalas and crankbaits to pike.
Exactly. No, that's a great idea to do. Because, yeah, you take the risk if you're just tying on 8-pound mono directly to a $9 Rapala, and all it takes is one big northern to suck that in, and oh shucks, it's gone.
What little northern?
Or one little northern that, yep, that jumps out of the water, and yep, the line gets right in its mouth. So, no, that's a great idea.
You know, interesting, you said just about every lake up here, but I can remember when I started guiding, they were just getting into the Chippewa flowage and just getting into Teal and Lost Land. And there weren't, outside of the Grindstone, Round, Couderay, the big lakes, there weren't a whole lot. There were none in Spider. There were none in a lot of lakes.
And that's right. You know, whether it's climate change, more weed growth, accelerated weed growth, you know, the introduction of northerns to different lakes, Sawyer County has changed over time. And when my dad was growing up fishing, you know, he says the same thing. Same with the largemouth bass. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm, again, going to encourage people to start keeping a few of the northerns. Not necessarily the big ones, you know, but you get into that 2 foot range, 20 to 24 inch pike. Yes, they're a little harder to clean, but there's still plenty of meat on them. It's more than there is on panfish, and it's good eating fish. And if you don't want to worry about the Y bones, you can grind them up and make fish patties out of them, or you can pickle them.
Oh, no doubt, John. And that's what I try to do in the summer months. You know, if I'm out fishing on the flowage or one of the lakes in Sawyer County, you know, if folks catch a couple northerns and, you know, maybe we catch a couple walleyes, some panfish, no, that ends up making a nice meal in the end. And I, you know, I'll even show folks how to clean them. So,
yeah. You know, the water levels are going to be high this spring. I don't know if they're going to be high because of the amount of snow, but there's a lot of groundwater in the water yet coming through, it seems like. And the flowage is full this year. That's an unusual thing for the chip to be full all winter.
Yep. And, you know, based on, you know, the DNR's decision, I think, and it was part of the tribe and stuff. Yeah, they decided to do that on the flowage. Is it a good thing? It'll be a good experiment, definitely. And it did allow people to, you know, have more productive northern fishing out there on the flowage this winter, I think. So that's a good thing.
I think fishing will be good come spring, and it's just about time to start to think about it. I'm eyeballing my boat a little bit more every time I walk by it in the garage.
Exactly. I know my boat's it's in an enclosed garage, non-insulated, but it's pretty cold in there. I feel bad for it.
Yeah, mine stays nice and warm in the heated garage all winter anyway. And Tom, I want to thank you for coming on here. You want to give out some guide information for you or your dad if somebody wants to get a guide trip out there?
Yeah, John, my phone number is 715-558-6755. Or you can reach me at TomLeahyGuideService.com. You can reach my dad if you were to type in Jim Leahy Guide Service.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Well, it was interesting listening to him. We need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. When we come back, I've got yet another little short interview and a wrap up on the show.
OC Outfitters has everything to keep you warm and active this winter. Clothing, socks, boots, and outerwear, plus a full selection of ice fishing equipment, including Mr. Bunny propane heaters, minnow buckets, ice shacks, tip-ups, jig poles, and, of course, live and artificial bait. All this and much more, including alfalfa and deer corn, at OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open daily at 8 a.m. Call 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Murray, and helping co-host today is fishing guide Tim Duffy. And You know, I had a chance to talk to, over the years, I've talked to Brian Brosdahl over in Minnesota, fishing guide. He's getting to be a pretty big, prominent guy when it comes to ice fishing. And talk about jigging for panfish in the wintertime. So let's hear that little interview from him, and we'll come back with a wrap-up on the show.
Bro, you know, when it comes to jig fishing, you know, there's lots of different jigging presentations. You've got everything from a real aggressive, like a jigging spoons, to fishing more subtle. What determines how to tell you what you're going to use on a given day?
Well, I like to use a lighter jig if I can get away with it, because they'll pick it up and they'll hold it. But there's also times when you could use a heavy jig. If you're on a hot, fast and furious bite, you want to get down there quick. But, you know, swimming the bait, you want it to look natural. So just remember, key in on that, in clear bodies of water, the fish are very wary. And in darker waters, a lot of times they'll attack by sound. So aggressive jigging, when the fish are hot, they're going to come in and eat it. So drop it down and jig the heck out of it. If the fish are a neutral biter, or there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of movement, there's a crowd on a lake, then the subtle jigging motions, and try to create a natural bait swimming style. Something that it looks like a fleeing or darting insect or a feeding insect is natural. The fish are going to approach it. Save the aggressive jigging techniques for, you know, a low pressure system. But if you got a stall high pressure system over you and you start jigging real hard, that's a good way to push the fish over to your friends. And I like to bring my fish over to me. If you ever go fishing with your buddy and he catches one more than you, you know how it is. So changing your jigging technique to match the weather, and then also feeding. And then, of course, sizing the jig to the right size for accomplishing your goal. If you want to get a mess of fish, or if you just want to go for big ones, larger bulky jigs catch bigger fish, especially in darker water. Contrasting colors with stripes or dots or any different things are a big deal. And then glow. Glow is awesome. So, you know, use a whole complement of this stuff. And then remember, UV, ultraviolet, a little bit of coating on a jig works really well. And if UV is hot, it wins tournaments in the summer, and it also works in winter.
Well, you know, Tim, what you learn jigging crappies, watching depth finders and stuff, you actually can put that to work in the summertime, because when these crappies and bluegills move out in 18, 22 feet of water, the same tactics work.
They definitely do. And I know that when I first started doing it was, you know, we'd fish for the whitefish in the wintertime.
Yep.
And so I thought, geez, I wonder if they bite in the fall or in the summer. And so my boat has the electronics at the back.
Yep.
So for me, it works good. But if you got a bunch of guys in the boat, it's kind of hard. Your boat has both front and back. Yep. So they can look at the electronics on both ends. But it was unbelievable. You go out there, and instead of a little jig pole, you got a regular fishing pole. And I caught them in the open water, just like in the wintertime. A lot of fun. And actually, it's a species. So, but yeah, for bluegills, crappies, walleyes, whatever. I know when we do the late fall bite that we've done on a number of the lakes where we do very well fishing the walleyes, that's the same thing. You're fishing, you know, it starts at 30, then you go 40, 50, 60 at the end. You're in the deepest water in the lake. And basically, it's the same thing. You look at your electronics, and it makes it really nice. It's just like ice fishing. You can see the bait, see the fish, come up and grab it. And a lot of times it's a light bite when it happens. So looking at the electronics can kind of help you, you know, catch those fish.
Yeah, you know, and some other stuff coming up here too. There's a bunch of sports shows coming up here. Let's start with the ones that are coming up first out here. You've got Milwaukee Muskie Show. That'll be February 15th to the 17th. And the Wisconsin Muskie Expo down in Rothschild, down by Wausau. That'll be March 2nd to the 4th. And we've got a show coming up in Duluth, the Duluth Sports Show. That'll be February 13th to 17th. That'll be the first one coming up here. And there's also running a Deer Classic up there at the same time, so that'll be kind of interesting. A lot of things, and a lot of people starting to think about spring already.
Yeah, I mean, usually, I was just talking to Frank Pratt, so I think he was saying that if we get some warm temperatures, you got the trout fishing on the Nemacogan catch and release. I always say, you know, you can start fishing up on some of the water that flows into Lake Superior as soon as the water opens up. That hot pond, a lot of times that's a good spot. We've caught walleyes, salmon, trout, everything in there. And then, you know, depending on how we've had seasons where in April the water was off the lake. So, I mean, yeah, you never know when it's going to happen. But, yeah, you always want to be ready and start thinking about that. Yeah, it's especially on these cold days, it makes you, it's kind of nice to actually, you don't have nothing to do, you can't go fishing, so I always start thinking about, you know, getting stuff ready for the other thing, so when it comes, I'm actually ready to go.
Wow, a lot of interesting information there, Tim. I want to thank you for coming on here.
Thanks, John.
And folks, you know, if you miss the show, remember that you can always get that show on our podcast, and you can link from that, find that on our website at WNORadio.net. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.